hearing from literally one of the people that works for the President of the United States say to me that this is something I can't talk about blows your mind. Actually say, wow, I can't believe I heard this.
Today we're joined by Mark D'Antonio. Mark is an astronomer who specializes in exoplanets. He's MUFON's chief photo and video analyst and the CEO of FX Models, a visual effects company that works with everyone from Hollywood studios to defense contractors. Mark runs two remote observatories where he live streams the night sky for anyone who wants to watch. He's a scientific voice you see analyzing footage on History Channel's The Proof is Out There and countless other TV shows. He's also co-developed an advanced UFO detection camera system with Doug Trumbull. Mark's one of those rare people who has real scientific credentials and takes his subject dead seriously.
We're all getting off the bus. Next thing you know, I'm getting back on the bus. Wait, what's going on? I still have my bag lunch. I'm holding it the same way. I don't remember the day. I distinctly remember a weird feeling coming over me out there. And then next thing you know, I'm on the ground in convulsions and seizures.
When you were nine, did you think this could be an alien abduction? Or did you not have that frame of reference?
It wasn't there quite yet, but here's what happened after that. I wanted to be able to bring astronomy to the masses, like we're talking about. I bought a dome for my front lawn. It was the only dome in the entire town of Terryville, Connecticut. And so people would come in, and they still do, from all over the world, and just watch as I produce the universe live in real time. Long before we thought and knew that there might be planets around M-stars, people were seeing gray-type aliens. Now, is it possible that gray aliens come from these red stars? The stars that are the most numerous of any type of star in the universe. Is it possible? I can't say no. We have about 150 billion stars at the low end in our galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
At the high end, 400 billion. 25 million Earth-like planets in our galaxy. Okay, that's at the low end. If you go to the high end, it looks like maybe we're talking 40 billion potential habitable worlds in our galaxy. You wake up one night and you think, why am I awake? And then you look over at the clock. It's exactly 3:15 a.m., right? And then you hear this. And it's coming from like the peak of the window roof. And next thing you know, I see this blanket of white light. And all of a sudden, I couldn't see. I went to turn my head. I couldn't move my head.
Oh, no.
So then I had to move just my eyes, and my eyes wouldn't move. My eyes wouldn't move. From the side, I saw something eclipse that street light, and then it's doing this, coming toward me. And it's here, and it wouldn't let me, but I saw gray, long fingers.
Oh, come on.
Like a hand. And then I felt something going up into his sinus, and it was like, whoa! And then it was morning, and boom, I was lying with my hands at my sides, face down in my pillow, and unable to breathe.